Now, the news cycle, it can be dull, it can be dreary. Guys, it can be downright depressing. So every week here on the show, we like to take a look at some of the good news from the week that was. Two of our good news extraordinaire producers are in the studio right now. Miriam, Michael, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, I always like seeing your smiling faces in studio for good news because I know it's going to be a hoot. So what have you cooked up for us this week? What have you found?
Well, I found something fantastic. I found the Australian pickleball championships.
Pickleball?
Pickleball.
What in God's good name is pickleball?
Well, I've gone to the Pickleball Australia website and I've ripped off a little definition here. Okay, are you an Australian over 55 and looking for a sport that's easy on the joints and fun to play? Then have I got the sport for you? Pickleball is taking off in New South Wales and across the country in its fourth year of introduction professionally in Australia. It's a sport that's played on a badminton court with paddles and a wiffle ball. Imagine if tennis and ping pong had a baby.
Hold on, a wiffle ball. This sounds like Harry Potter. Yeah. Pickleball, a wiffle ball, it's like, everyone's...
It's like a ping pong ball the size of a tennis ball with holes poked through it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That then you hit with a...
A paddle.
A paddle.
Yeah.
I was thinking of the little... what you use for badminton.
Oh, like the shuttlecocks.
Yes.
Yeah. And you,
also
but you play
a
it
funny
on,
named
yeah,
ball.
Yeah, also a very funny named ball. And then you play it on a badminton court.
Yes, you play it on a badminton, but you move the net down to the ground.
So it looks like tennis.
It looks like, it's a monstrosity of like eight different sports
Good
mashed
grief.
Up into one.
I can't follow one of these sports. Okay, so pickleball.
Yeah, but the reason it was in the news is because we've officially launched here in Australia pickleball national championships, which are going on in October. They've just been confirmed.
Where are they being held?
They're being held here in New South Wales. A specific venue hasn't been set.
That's
okay. They're more sort of laissez-faire with this. But you can already buy tickets. It's only $40 to go to the whole tournament.
But you don't know where it's going to be.
No.
Maybe. It's like, buy your ticket and haul up to the Central Coast. You'll be fine.
Oh,
maybe
great.
We should
Armadale.
Do like a live coverage of the pickleball championships. Michael can head out there.
Yes, with some recorders.
We'll
do on the field.
Yeah, on the field, pickleball. So why? No, hold on. I think I heard before you telling me why it's called pickleball.
Yes. It was made in the 60s, and the bloke who invented it, he had a dog who would serve as a ball boy.
Oh,
so they'd hit it out of the court, and the dog would go and grab it, and that dog's name was Pickles. So what they'd be like, hey, Pickles, bring the ball, pickleball. So then it eventually
and
rolled into
and they just play pickleball.
Yeah.
Oh, my word. This just got so, like, it just went from, like, level 2 to level 200 in 0.2 seconds. This is wild. So it's named after a dog.
It is named after a dog.
Will there be dogs there? Is it currently a dog attended
yeah,
sport?
Are they involved in sort of
the
refereeing?
Is there a ball dog situation yeah. still? I will be there with bells on if there is a bulldog situation. Wow.
I'll have to tell you from the field when I go up there to report
okay,
on this story.
Okay, so the pickleball championships
yes.
have been confirmed.
October 5th this
October
year.
October 5th, date, location TBC.
Yep.
Dog attendance TBC. But we are there. That's great. That does make me smile. Miriam, what have you got for us this morning?
All right, guys. This week was book week.
Yay!
Yay! Okay, so the theme was reading is my secret power.
Ooh.
My insider knowledge, my mum's a teacher librarian, she said...
Oh.
Every day this week, she created a little online quiz for the students at her school
yeah.
based on superpowers. So every week was like a different theme. And
That's
she got
so
quite
cool.
a good response from it.
That's
so I
so
thought that
lovely.
Was very cute.
That is super cute.
I wanted to ask you guys, since we're doing book week, do you yeah. remember your favorite books as kids?
Yes, okay. I had a few. So Judy Moody. I loved the Judy
oh,
Moody
yes,
books.
I think I remember that one.
When I was very little, Little Critter, which was an American book series that my aunts used to have sent over because they liked them. And they're like, no, we'll do Little Critter. And I loved anything by Morris Glitzman.
I was going to mention
who,
that
what was
one.
Yours?
I really liked Boy Overboard. That was a really important
Boy
one.
Overboard, mm. Girl Underground.
Yep.
I feel like our entire generation was really affected
yeah.
by those books.
They were really, mm. yeah, really great stuff. I really learned a lot from them.
Yeah. What about you, Michael? Did you have a favourite book as a
oh,
kid?
Oh, yeah. It might be a controversial pick, but 101 Dinosaur Facts was hands down the best thing of my childhood.
Yes. yeah. There used to be a book and it was called, I don't even remember what, but it was like Dogs Mashed with Monster Trucks. It was
wow.
like Monster Truck Dogs.
What a
Dogs
concept.
To Trucks.
Dogs to Trucks or something like that. It was wild and there was like a 2-week wait to rent it from the library and you could only take
oh
it for one
goodness.
Day. And like, it was a whole thing.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it was wild. Did you guys do book week at your schools?
We did. So I still remember I had this adorable little quest in 1 year. It was called, it was, the book was Cat and Fish.
Yep.
So I was dressed up as a cat. I had a little cat. And then my mum made this giant paper mache fish that I was carrying around. It's the, honestly, the cutest photo.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yep.
That's amazing. Did you do Book Week?
Are you talking about like the Scholastic Book Fair?
No,
that was
where
the
you
peak
had to
of my...
dress up as a book character.
I think,
and then parade around the school.
No, I went to normal school.
No, this is a normal thing. What? Oh wow, we need to write to your school.
Let's make next week is Book Week. We all do Book Week.
Yeah, we'll do a Book Week for you, Michael.
I'll come as my best dinosaur.
Yeah,
please do.
I did Snow White 1 year, just because I wanted to take all my stuffed toys to school, and I put them in a basket and had all my woodland creatures. Mm. And then I did, again, not a book character, but found a book referencing the character. I was Princess Leia, and I had the big buns on the side of my head, and I had a lightsaber, and I went around having like sword fights with someone who was dressed as a pirate.
Oh,
yes.
It was a great day.
I do think that Book Week must be very stressful for parents. Oh my God. A lot of preparation
and
involved.
Teachers as well.
You
have to come with a different costume every day if you're a teacher, don't you? I've seen a lot of.
I don't know if every teacher goes.
I've
to
seen
that
a fair few teacher friends on Instagram this week showing off their Book Week costumes, and they've had a different costume every day.
Wow,
which is just a bit. I can't.
That's a lot. Well, actually, I was having a look at some of the themes for the book awards for this year from Children's Book Council of Australia, because that's part of it.
Yeah.
All. And there's just some really interesting themes. Like some of the books cover consumerism and the environment. There's one on asylum seekers held in detention and reconciliation.
Gosh.
And so
that's
there's
fantastic.
Some really important themes. And speaking of which, we still remember those, like the Maurice Gleitzman books, which had really important themes.
Boy
in them,
Overboard,
and
Girl Underground. They were hugely important books. There was also one, I don't think it was Maurice, I'm pretty sure it wasn't Maurice Gleitzman, but it was called Guantanamo Boy. That was a really interesting young adult book as well. It had an orange cover. Yeah. Well, I think they are two fantastic good news stories. Guys, we're going to have to leave it there, but thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Jess.